Now, Wellington on a Plate, big, big event for Wellington growing every year. A fortnight of culinary excitement kicks off today. We've got Beer Varna this weekend at Westpac Stadium. More than 100 events. They've got burgers, they've got special menus and all sorts. Festival director, Wellington on a Plate director, Sarah Meikle joins me to have a chat. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, how's it all come together this year?
Oh, it's been amazing, actually. The lead up to V's Wellington on a Plate this year has been fast and furious. It's hard to believe it's probably a year ago since I spoke to you.
Indeed.
Yeah, the program this year looks really, really fantastic. We've got about 120 festival events. We've got over 140 Dine Wellington menus. And for those of you who like burgers, we have over 120 to try this year.
So. Has anyone taken on the challenge to try all of them yet?
Many people have suggested they're going to try, but I challenge anyone to really do 120. I think last year somebody did about 38.
And I think
that's
burgers.
Pretty impressive.
That's not bad in an event.
17 days.
Yeah, in 17 days. It's not too bad at all.
Probably going to turn into a burger.
How much bigger is Wellington on a Plate this year? I mean, just how much it grows every year?
Yeah, it does grow every year. Festival events, we tend to keep the numbers around about the same for that. But we've certainly got more restaurants involved this year. So I think there's about 20 more restaurants involved this year. And as a result of that, we also have more burgers. So again, we've got probably about another dozen burgers on the option list this year. And we've got also got to mention, we've got around 40 amazing cocktails on offer as well as part of Cocktail Welly. You are spoilt for choice.
Indeed. I want to find out from you shortly about the level of interest you're getting from outside of the Wellington region,
sure.
Because I understand that is going just through the roof in terms of people coming here. An example of where Visa Wellington on a Plate has gone, I think, is Beer Varna, which, of course, is on this weekend. The interest levels in that, because it used to be run as a separate event,
yeah,
and craft
right.
beer, as we know, is just exploding in Wellington and exploding in the country. That's a great example of how an event like this has grown in terms of the level of interest, given that instead of, and I went a few years ago to Beer Varna, it was half of the concourse area. There's now so much interest from people who want to be a part of it that it's now taking up the entire concourse area, which I think we worked out when we hosted a show from there is about 1.7 kilometres long.
It seems a very long way for some of our logistics people. We had one guy last year who wore a pedometer and he walked 93 kilometres over the long weekend. We've told him to make sure he wears very comfortable shoes this year.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I think Beer Varna has been a really good example of an event that's really come into its own, and in the last couple of years in particular we've really seen this enormous level of popularity growth around Beer Varna. And you know what's really cool is it's not just consumers that are finding it popular, I mean the breweries themselves as well. So this year we've got well over 60 breweries attending, and not just from New Zealand, we've got breweries from Australia, from the US, which is just fantastic, and it obviously gives punters just something new to experience every year. And, you know, across that four sessions, it's a different vibe in every session, but everyone's just having a, you know, huge amount of fun and really enjoying not only great beer, but also great food, because we match a lot of beers with amazing food from some of Wellington's best restaurants, and they just pull out all the stops. So it's a really, really good day or evening out.
How are ticket sales for Wellington on a Plate going?
Oh, for Wellington on a Plate, really, really well. So we've sold about... usually about this stage, we've sold about 75% of tickets to all of the festival events, which still means that there's plenty of tickets available for people if they feel that they've missed out. But I think the thing to remember is the great thing about the festival is that if you don't want to purchase tickets to events in advance, there's the opportunity to go to all sorts of other things that you don't need tickets for. This year, we've got a fantastic range of pop-ups happening, for example. So, you know, oysters and all sorts of things you can just pop along to, literally, pay on the day. There's also, obviously, a fantastic range of menus you can try. Some of them will require a bit of pre-booking, and I think particularly when word gets out about some of the particularly good burgers, there'll be queues down the street. But, you know, that's the great thing. It does allow for a lot of flexibility. Mm. So, it's really cool to see that whilst we've sold lots of tickets, that there's still plenty available for people to do.
And plenty of options, and this might be a hard one for you to answer, but in terms of what you're most looking forward to, and I'd say it's hard to pinpoint it, but there are so many different varieties. What's really caught your eye?
I mean, I'm so fortunate because I obviously get exposure to the program a long time before people do, and I get a chance to really, I suppose, look through it in detail. I think some of the things that I'm looking forward to, I mean, one of the things that I have found really incredible over the last couple of years is that some events have almost come and become a bit of a legacy event for the festival. So we've got a few events that obviously have happened for several years. And so it's cool to see that those events are still happening. I mean, obviously the most popular one has over the last few years has been Rimutaka Prison Gate to Plate, which we've spoken about previously. Very, very, very popular. This year we actually operated it as a ballot. It was so popular. So I think, you know, there's those sorts of events. But then also too, there's some really cool new events this year. And one of the ones that I'm most looking forward to is actually an event that we've sort of had a bit of a hand in helping to facilitate, which is a new series called the Chef Collaboration Series, where we're bringing chefs from around New Zealand and overseas in to work with restaurant partners here in Wellington. And the cool thing about that is obviously it gives consumers the opportunity to try the food of restaurants from other places around the world. But I suppose, and maybe sounds a bit geeky, but I think the other thing that's really cool about it is it actually gives our kitchens and chefs here in Wellington the opportunity to have these amazing chefs in their kitchen and make us better, which is what it's all about as well.
So we've got people coming in terms of who are part of Wellington on a Plate. I'm interested to know the number of people coming to enjoy Wellington on a Plate. And this is something which I know has grown over the years, it's gone more than just a Wellington city event. It's now you've got people in the Hutt who are taking part in it. You've got people in the suburbs taking part in it. But you're getting people from around the country and possibly even further afield who are actually hearing about it.
Yeah, so certainly, I mean, I think probably that's probably one of the trickiest things for a festival like this, that we can certainly count up in terms of tickets sold. So we know from the ticketing data that we've got that for things like Birvana, you know, over 50% of people come from outside the Wellington region. And what's really cool about that too is Birvana, you know, truckloads, or should I say plane loads of Australians. We've got Americans, Brits, Singaporeans, Chinese, Japanese, and we can see that for our ticketing data, which is amazing. And similarly with Viva Wellington on a Plate, we've got you know really good numbers out of Auckland, Canterbury, now Sydney and Melbourne. And then you do have the smattering of people as well from the US and the UK. I think a lot of those people probably are having a holiday in New Zealand and have realised that there's a food festival on, so they're taking part.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, so I mean, we're always obviously trying to grow that sort of proportion of the visitors. But I think that the other thing we need to remember too, that the festival was created very much for Wellington as well, so we want to make sure that Wellingtonians get to enjoy as much of it as they can.
Indeed, and great to have an event like this on at this time of year as well.
Absolutely.
At this time of year in particular. Very good. Well, my wife and I have been working through what we're going to. I don't think we'll get to 123 burgers. I think we'll fall well short of that, but we'll at least try and get three or four in, which we're looking forward to.
Good luck. Enjoy them.
And some of the Dine Wellington events as well. Indeed. Thank you very much for that, Sarah.
It's an absolute pleasure.